United States in 2017.
President Donald Trump took the oath of office more than 2 months after a stunning victory over his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. He gave a populist inaugural speech pledging to put America first. His inauguration was marred by violence, setting the scene for a rare movement in the US political history. Police clashed with Trump's opponents who were protesting against what they called racist policies. Anti-Trump rallies continued in the months after, underscoring deep divisions in the US.
Trump signed an executive order banning citizens from Iran, Iraq, Sudan, Syria, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen from traveling to the US. He defended his Muslim travel ban as a way to protect America's national security against terror threats, but opponents called the move racist and against humanitarian values. Trump later revised the list and excluded Iraq, but remained defiant to annul the order, despite massive rallies both at home and abroad. Legal challenges, some of them still in place, also failed to annul Trump's Muslim ban. The U.S. Supreme Court finally decided on December the 5th that a ban would go into full effect.
President Trump fired his national security adviser Michael Flynn amid allegations of Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The White House said Flynn had misled Vice President Mike Pence about contacts with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. before Trump took office. An investigation was launched, but it resulted in the dismissal of another White House official. On May the 6th, Trump sacked former FBI Director James Comey, who was leading the Russia investigation. A week later, Comey made public a private memo saying that Trump had asked him to stop the probe. Trump's critics pointed to the dismissals as further evidence of the Russian interference. But Trump and the Russian government deny any collusion. Investigations into Moscow's meddling are still underway and entering a new phase following confessions made by Flynn on December 1st that he had lied to the FBI about his contacts with the Russian ambassador.
A white supremacist rally and a counter-protest turned violent in Charlottesville, Virginia. Numerous people were injured and a woman was killed after a white nationalist drove a car into a crowd of counter-protesters. Controversy aroused over President Trump's response to the unrest, which failed to properly condemn white nationalists.
Fifty-eight people were killed after a gunman opened fire at people attending a music festival in the city of Las Vegas. The 64-year-old shooter injured hundreds more before killing himself. The shooting was the deadliest in the U.S. modern history.
The White House announced that it would withdraw from the UN Cultural Agency to protest what it called UNESCO's bias against Israel. UNESCO had passed 2 resolutions in favor of Palestinians. The pullout was part of what was described as a withdrawal policy by the Trump administration. The policy saw the US announcing withdrawal from the International Paris Climate Deal in June, less than a year after Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama, ratified the agreement. Trump argued that the Paris deal affects jobs in the US, which is the world's biggest gas emitter.
President Trump also refused to certify Iran's nuclear deal, which is a multilateral agreement endorsed by the United Nations Security Council. Trump claimed that Iran was not in compliance with the agreement despite international confirmation of Tehran's fulfillment of its obligations. The U.S. president left to Congress to decide whether an ongoing sanction relief remains in place for Iran.
Washington announced the end of its participation in the UN process to develop a global compact on migration. The U.S. said the process could undermine its sovereign right to enforce its own immigration laws and secure its borders.